Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, whale meat, a bath pillow, and IKEA DIY. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Okay, everybody. Hey, ladies, you ready?
Ready, Tom.
Okay, great. Chick, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, Tom. Mr. Griswold.
Thanks. Chick McGee Experience, take one.
Hello, everybody. I'm Chick McGee, and this is my band, the Chick McGee Experience. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Mr. McGee.
Oh, please, girls. After last night, I preferred if you call me Chick.
What? How are you talking about that?
Never mind. Since I topped the charts with my last hit single, I've had a few problems, and I'd like to take this opportunity to thank my cardiologist. Sure, I've been in and out of the hospital, and I've had more than one surgical procedure, but let me assure you, when it comes to the Chickster getting down with the ladies, I have never had a problem in that area. All right, everybody. Stand back. Time to get ready. Let's get funky. Get freaky. You know that I love to sing about that stuff so sweet and nasty. But since I did my last record, I've had the occasional angioplasty. Now, ladies, don't you be concerned. There's no need for mass hysteria. Because when it comes to getting putty, I've never had a problem in that area.
Chick, you are a nasty boy. Bring the ladies lots of joy. Biggest duck we've ever seen. Chick, you are a sex machine.
Give me a whiff. Right on. Solid. Still stanky. Sure, there was some downtime when I had my operation. But now all the ladies are satisfied. Cause the old Chickster's back in circulation. I admit that I was frightened. Facing death is bound to scare you. But when it comes to breaking off a little something-something, I have never had a problem in that era.
No one loves the way he can. He's a sexual Superman. Always does the ladies right. He can keep it up all night.
Give me some sugar.
Shaniqua.
Reaching.
Reaching.
Probing!
Probing!
Wow!
Probing!
Probing!
Cursing!
Cursing!
I'm jumping! I'm pumping! Is that your leg I'm humping?
Some robots will get out this thing! What's his name?
All right, ladies, it's time for the Chickster to hit the dance floor. I'll show you the move I taught James Brown back in 63. Oh, wait a minute. I think I may have hurt myself. Oh, boy, I'm not kidding. I'm not entirely well, you know. I feel rather faint. Does anyone have any nitro? Can somebody please call 911? Oh, my chest is beginning to tighten. Oh, my God. There's so much I haven't done yet. Oh, I'm going to miss all those new channels they're going to add on the TSS. Oh, I haven't done anything with my life. Is that my mother on the phone? Oh. I can't get my breath. Oh, man. It's really hot in here. Oh, boy. Mr. Griswold, this is wonderful. All these musicians. But it's really starting to hurt. Mr. Griswold.
He's cranky and whining. He kisses Tom's hiney. A man doesn't have any shame.
What's his name?
I'm not faking this, you know. Well, now you think it's funny. Not funny. Oh.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We were talking about whale meat.
Yes, we were.
In Japan, that's now in vending machines.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's really something.
I don't know. I mean, it's just different cultures. They eat different things, and it's just sort of disturbing that it's all packaged up, and you don't realize it's a whale. Got this from Bennett. He writes, I ate whale meat. This gets funnier. With a teriyaki marinade. So now we're getting variations.
Oh,
wow.
Huh. I was in Iceland several years ago. It's red meat. It tastes similar to steak. It was fantastic.
No kidding.
Really?
However.
Blubber. Is the blubber the problem? Blubber.
Bennett writes, I got a case of the runs afterward. Unmatched in my 37 years of existence. You wouldn't expect that from Iceland. I mean, usually you associate bad cases of the runs typically with, you know, that Mexican vacation.
I've never heard.
Oh, old Montezuma.
I don't think I've ever heard the term runs used publicly.
Got the runs?
No.
Runs.
In your home, maybe. Yeah. But not it with.
It's certainly not a topic for a polite society.
Radio show.
Yeah. I'm just reading the mail.
When's the last time you had the runs, Tom?
Oh God!
Get the runs there.
You know, you really hose down the bowl.
I
just
destroyed
it.
Come on, yeah.
Just destroyed it.
I'm not gonna.
Just a rusty power washer.
Yeah.
Oh. Feels like a number one.
It sounded like you were literally shooting a hose into the. It was just the worst.
At one point, you didn't know if it was going to stop.
Yeah. No, that's the thing. You think this is not possible?
Yeah.
Okay. In any event, so I guess there's a good one more reason not to eat whale meat. Thank you for taking the time to write, Bennett. We certainly appreciate your listening and corresponding with us. Have another unusual request. I'm not sure we can play this anymore, but Mr. Lamb, we are...
He would like to hear Michael Richards at the comedy.
Exclusive clip. Christy Lee, what else have you got over there?
Police in Washington State say they found a suspected burglar fully clothed in a bathtub filled with water.
Wait a minute. Did I misunderstand? Were you going to play something and you just went to Christy for news?
No, I say we have a request for something, but it's kind of obscure, and I'm not sure it's really something we can.
So why would you even mention it?
Thank you.
Stalling, Christy. I'm trying to fill
stalling
here.
For what?
I'm trying to find something over here that I got.
Well, I would like to hear about this wet burglar. A wet bandit.
Thank you.
If you will.
According to Seattle police, a woman returned to her home Friday night to find a window smashed and an unknown man inside the house.
Hey, how you doing?
Responding officers instructed anyone inside to come out. When they got no reply, they went to search the home and found a suspect in the bathroom. Police said, quote, the man was clothed but very wet and the bathtub was full of water.
Huh.
The 27-year-old was arrested for residential burglary. He offered no explanation as to why he was in the bathtub. Well, obviously he needed a bath.
Clothed.
Well, maybe he's trying to wash his clothes at the same time. Double duty.
Like I said, my new TV show, Bath Salts or Meth.
Oh.
He could have been breaking his jeans in. Chick, sure. You ever get a pair of the nice raw denim jeans? They make you get in the tub.
Them. Sure.
So it fits to all your crevices.
That's right.
I didn't know that was a technique.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you going to get into that, Josh? I can't imagine you sitting at home alone trying to break your jeans in.
Sounds awful. Wet jeans?
A little candle
in. How do you get them out off once you got them on?
I think you have to. You get them wet and then you stand around. You kind of walk around in them a little bit.
That sounds terrible.
That way there's little rivets. fits by the back of your knees and any place you're going to be bending in them.
That does sound horrible.
You're chafing.
And you're dripping water all over your house.
I'm reading the story. This guy's in the bathtub fully clothed, doesn't resist arrest.
You got me.
Yeah, hey, look. Yeah. I knew, you know, I said to myself, should I stop and take a bath? Or should I escape? I went with the wrong one, officer. Yeah, go ahead.
This reminds me of this. This would be, what's that show where they have the Who?
CSI?
Yeah. the guy would say.
What's that one show where you have the Who?
It's some dumb cop show.
We're supposed to come up with a name, and you did.
CSI. I got it, to be fair. I did get it.
Good Lord.
He didn't resist arrest. The only thing running was the water. What a great song. Thank you very much, Pete. Pete and Roger, ladies and gentlemen. Well, what an idiot. Why, he's got to be completely high or something.
Yeah, what's going on there?
I don't know.
Did you ever take a bath with your clothes on, Christy?
No. That's ridiculous.
You ever take a bath with someone else?
Yes.
Were you ever lying in a bathtub au naturel?
Yeah.
And a guy walked in fully clothed and got in with you because it was so hot?
No.
How about this weekend? Ask your man if he'll do that.
Get in the bathtub.
He can take his shoes off if they're nicer.
Thank you. Why would you do that?
Because the idea there, Christy, is it's a romantic situation in which you are so hot, this guy can't even take the time to disrobe. Jeez.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want to disrobe because it's so hot?
Yeah, thank you, Willie.
The water? Well, I think, Willie, that would be logical, but the whole point
right.
is the hotness.
He can't stand it.
Yes, the hotness of the situation precludes one from thinking.
George clearly. Clooney and Jennifer Lopez in the movie Out of Sight do
that's true.
As sexy a scene ever.
Is she naked or are they?
I don't remember. I don't know if either of them are. I don't remember. But one is definitely fully clothed, and it's hot.
This, are they in the shower?
George Clooney, no, they're in the bathtub.
Oh, I mean.
No, they are in the bathtub.
Yeah, yeah.
So this
you
guy,
learn about displacement when you do something like that, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Archimedes taught us that.
Oh, I have a nice bath pillow, though. Brand new. Oh, it's nice.
A bath pillow?
Yeah.
I'm lost. What?
A bath pillow? You put it on the back of your tub, so when you're taking a bath, you lay down, you have a place to put your head, and mine goes all the way down to the middle of my back, so it contours. Oh, it's so nice.
That sounds better than the last thing I bought for my bath.
What was that?
The new bath toaster.
You can only use it once.
Yeah.
You want to take a bath in the morning and a nice slice of toast.
Exactly. Yeah. Some crisp rye.
You better get those special circuits.
Maybe avocado.
GFI, what is that?
Yeah, GFI circuits.
So this guy breaks into the house, fully clothed, draws himself a bath.
Apparently.
Sitting in the water in the bathtub, fully clothed.
Right.
So strange.
So the first thing he stole was just a random bottle of pills.
I like to think.
Must be Ambien or LSD.
He's hiding in the bath and he goes, oh no, if they open the curtain, they can find me. But if I put water in here, I'll just hide under that. I hope that's what his logic was.
Uh-huh.
Kevin Harlan here. Tonight, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA knockout rounds continue. The action heads to Las Vegas tonight for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Four teams remain, but only two will move on. The last two teams standing will then go toe-to-toe Tuesday night, December 16th, in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for all the action, so don't miss the final chase for the Emirates NBA Cup coming to you live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals doubleheader tonight at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And Prime's also got your front row seat for the championship game Tuesday, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern. If you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. And don't miss the thrilling conclusion to the Emirates NBA Cup tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
A financial advice website is offering to pay a couple $1,000 to assemble IKEA furniture together.
Oh.
Finance Buzz said it's searching for an IKEA DIY duo willing to put their relationship to the test this Valentine's season by building an entire IKEA bedroom set together and documenting the experience. The company says it hopes to use the market research to determine whether or not shoppers are getting their money's worth by DIYing their own self-assembly furniture.
Well, Sven, go ahead and open the door. Let's see how the couple did. Well, they're both dead.
The lucky couple will receive $1,000 for the work, as well as a $1,000 IKEA gift card to cover their purchases. Applications are found on Finance Buzz's website and will be accepted through Valentine's Day.
Give them $2,000 if they don't cuss.
Doesn't seem like enough, does it? $1,000? No.
But they get to keep the furniture, presumably?
No, but they have to buy the... They're not giving them the furniture.
Yeah,
you have to not only buy the furniture...
Well, IKEA has to make a dollar, too. Come on.
You ever put an IKEA bed together?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Pat, what do you have to say about it? Maybe with your guitar.
Well, you know, Josh.
Josh?
I once tried IKEA, or should I say, IKEA tried me. Did the best that I could. Is it any good? The Scandinavian wood. Put it together yourself. This goes here, that goes there. I'm finally done, and what I have is a three-legged chair. I looked at my desk, it was a mess, I must confess. So I lit a fire, it burns real good, Scandinavian wood.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Nice.
Excellent.
Thank you very much, Pat. Now, Christy, you were saying earlier when you get stuff you have to put together, it always comes with random Allen wrenches.
Yes.
And you save all those?
Well, yeah, and here's the problem. Now I have an issue, and I needed to tighten something, and I can't find the Allen wrench that goes with that particular product.
For example, in your kitchen, your garbage disposal probably has a special Allen wrench.
Oh, like no idea.
It goes in the bottom, and you spin it when it gets caught.
I have no idea where that is.
Well, you're supposed to take it, and it has a little rubber pouch, and you duct tape that to the side of the cabinet.
Insights. Well, but you got to find it first.
I don't think I have one of those.
Yeah. Your garbage disposal has most of them do. So when it gets jammed up, you're supposed to unplug it, obviously, and then you put this thing in there.
I typically do that, rub it around. If I put together a piece of furniture and has an Allen wrench, I tape it to the bottom or the back.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Well, you're more organized than me. Congratulations. Yeah.
I am a much better person.
Yes, you are.
Smart, in every way.
Resourceful.
You don't have a pillow for your bathtub, do you?
I don't.
Oh, you'd love it.
I know I would.
Do you take baths at your house?
No, I don't.
I'm the perfect size, though. I mean, I fit perfectly. I have a nice garden tub thingy. Oh, it's perfect.
Do you have candles lit and stuff?
No, I could.
It is hard to beat a shower, though.
Yeah, I know. Yep.
Oh, but not for relaxing.
Nice hot
and bubbles.
Shower.
What about you do the bath, but you hop in the shower before the bath? That way you're not, laying in your filth. It's clean, the whole experience.
Have you ever done this? Because it's a jacuzzi tub. You put the bubbles in and you forget and you turn the jacuzzi on, and then all of a sudden the bubbles, they take over.
It's like a Three Stooges movie.
It's like a Three Stooges movie.
I've always wanted to see? Remember in all those old movies, they'd always be at a gym. they'd run by some guy that was it looked like he was in a clothes dryer with his head sticking up.
Right.
Someone would always take a broom and stick it in the handle. Yes. And then they'd run by a few minutes later and the guy would have shrunk.
Right.
What a great guy.
Those weird steamers.
Do they still have those things? The personal steamer?
The sauna thing? I don't know. Chick, you'll like this, maybe. The candle holders around my bathtub I actually received from you as a wedding gift from one of your previous administrations when I got married to one of my previous administrations.
Isn't that nice?
Holy
cow. Yeah.
They're very, very painful to look at.
No, they're very nice. The candles are still on them, too. I've never burned them.
Yeah, I remember buying those. They were at,
Christy, once again, for your garbage disposal. I'm totally serious.
Well, I bought, my house is way used. So
look underneath your sink. There's probably a little rubber.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what it's like to have a conversation with Tom. Mm-hmm. Now, Christy lives in the house.
Yeah.
Has access to the house.
Right.
You know where the sink is. You know where your garbage disposal is. Yeah, your contention is that you don't have one of the keys to help you.
I'm sure it's there somewhere. It's never looked for.
Don't have one.
When it's installed.
Now, Tom's assertion is that, yes, you do. You just don't know where to look.
Yeah. No, look under your sink. It's probably under there.
It's there.
Okay.
All right. Now, that's called a Peter Allen wrench because it can go either way.
Yeah.
In order to free.
For the, that was a long way to go.
But for the 13 people who got it, well worth it.
Hey, Peter when Allen. My baby smiles at me, I go to Rio.
De Janeiro.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Voting is now open for the Minnesota Department of Transportation's Name a Snowplow contest.
Oh, they're letting Minnesotans vote now? What is the world coming to?
NPR.
Reports that the department narrowed the list of suggestions to 60 contenders this year after receiving 10,000 submissions.
I could have been a contender.
You could have been.
I could have been something, Charlie. Except what I am. She's a bum. I'm just a bum.
That's pretty good. Chick McGee, ladies and gentlemen.
Not much. Bad, buddy.
Thank you. Just watching. Thank you.
Among this year's choices.
We're on the waterfront, Tom.
Very good.
Is that the Stella one?
Me and what's-her-face. No, no. Yeah, tell her it is. Yeah, she'll mention it at a dinner party. You know Marlon Brando? Well, they're both Brando. That's
Stella!
True. He yells Stella and On the Waterfront. Remember that, Josh?
Which one is that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he says, I could have been a godfather.
That's right.
You come on my daughter's birthday. I could have been somebody, sonny.
Oh, sorry.
Among the choices this year are Bobsled Dylan.
All right. So these are the snowplow in Minnesota. Bobsled Dylan.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I can't come up with my own. I have to pick one they've come up with.
Well, I only have 6 of the 60 that are available to be voted on.
Okay. So these are the most, perhaps the most popular.
Or the ones we've been selected to read. Mary Tyler Moore Snow.
I like that one. That's
Mary
funny.
Tyler Moore Snow.
Well, but also it's going to give you less snow because it's getting rid of the snow, so it doesn't even make sense.
Remember, no, it's just tacked on.
No, but remember?
The Mary Tyler Moore Show took place in Minneapolis.
Yeah. Oh, so
Is it the Mary Tyler Moore Snow?
It just says Mary Tyler Moore Snow.
I don't like it.
How about,
keep going.
Something's up.
How about Blizzo?
That's cool.
I don't get it.
Like Lizzo.
Like a blizzard.
Is Lizzo from Minnesota?
I think so, yeah.
Uh-huh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. I know there are new man's on the Minnesota Vikings.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Han Snolo.
New man isn't the Minnesota Vikings.
I'm sorry?
Han Snolo.
Okay.
Was that from Star Trek?
Yeah. Oh, boy. Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth.
That's terrible.
What a nice tribute.
No joke.
Touching tribute.
I'm sure she's honored wherever
she's
she is.
The same temperature right now.
Fleetwood Mac.
I like Fleetwood Mac the best so far.
It's good.
Those are the only choices I have. Online voting runs through February 3rd with the top 8 names going to plows in each of the Minnesota Department of Transportation's 8 districts.
I'm writing in Jeremy Renner. What are you going to do?
Oh, God. He's
about,
okay,
how about
right?
Blade with Wesley Snipes? Blade, no?
Yeah.
He's no going to be okay, but it's going to take a long, long time. He's at home in Lake Tahoe now,
None of his shirts fit. Now.
He saved his nephew.
He did save his nephew.
Yeah, true hero.
Yeah, he is a hero.
He's just making jokes about
almost died.
Okay. Oh, I've got the whole list.
Yeah, you got a lot over there?
He's got the whole list.
He's got the whole list in his hand.
Thank you.
Oh, I got carried away.
Okay. A lot of these are better than the top 10.
A lot of these are better than the top 10. A lot of these are
better than the top 10.
Freeze Louise.
All right.
Freeze Louise.
I like that one.
Okay.
Melton John.
Yes. Yeah.
Lala Plowlooza. I like that one too. Kim Kardashian through the snow.
That's so clunky. Yeah. It might be my favorite.
No, this is my favorite. Hippoplautimus. No? Okay. Let's see. Oh, this is pretty good. A little bit dated. Scoop. There it is. Remember Whoop, there it is.
Tag team, back again.
Wolfgang Amadeus Snowsart.
All right.
Okay. Taylor Drift. That's more contemporary.
So was it cool being a cop? Did you get to pull people over all the time?
You know what?
I'd be scared pulling somebody over.
And I never even thought about it. I'm a little guy, too. Mm-hmm. I just played around. Mm-hmm. Actually, I just happened. The only time I used my radar gun is I'd check out birds, see how fast they were going or something.
You know, I can see
how fast that bird
flies. Look at the speed of that seagull.
How fast does a bird fly?
95 miles an hour.
Get the hell out.
I've documented it all.
You will see the report?
So you were a lousy cop then?
No, actually, I was a good cop, but you get bored. I mean, 98% of being a cop is just sitting in a car. Mm-hmm. And I never wanted to write tickets because I felt sorry for people. Mm-hmm. So I just pull them over, and they put me on late nights
right.
to keep me away from people. And then I'd still mess with them. I swear I would pull people over and just walk up to them and go, "Do you know how fast I was going?" They'd always go, "No." And I'd go, "Didn't think so." I'd get back in my car and drive away.
That would be so great if that actually happened.
Me and my partner would get weird. We'd say, "Let's act like dumb sheriffs and pull people over." Uh-huh. And we'd just pull people over with northern plates, and I'd walk up, "Hey, boy, where are you from?" He goes, "Pittsburgh." And I go, "How come your license plate says Pennsylvania?" What kind of stupid ain't you, boy? By the end of the trip, they're going, "Just write me a ticket, please."
Oh, man. But
you run into all the good people, though. I swear, I pulled over a guy in a camper one time. He was drunk.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, "You can't arrest me. I'm already home." It actually made sense to me. I'm going to see you later.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in Royal Rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.